Yoshua Perek Chaf Pasuk Hey. We are continuing the saga of the Rotseach, the unintentional murderer who has fled to an Ir Miklat. The purpose of this review of the Halachos is for Klal Yisrael to designate the three Arei Miklat within Eretz Yisrael proper. That is one of the most important mitzvos that they are supposed to fulfill after they have inherited the land, which we have spent several prakim doing. Pasuk Hey, V'chir Dov Goel Hadam Acharav. And this is almost parallel to what it says in the Torah, but now it says, if the blood avenger pursues after him, acharav, and so the Mitzvot David says, he pursues him into the Ir Miklat, or to the Ir Miklat itself, velo yasgiru es harotzeach biyado. The people inside the Ir Miklat shall not deliver the murderer into the hands of the Goel Hadam. They can't help the killing of this unintentional murderer. Why not? Ki bivli da'as hika esreyehu. Because it was unintentionally that the murderer killed his fellow human being. And this, Matsudas David says, means it's a requirement that the Ir Miklat protect him and the residents of the Ir Miklat protect him because it was unintentional. Velo sonehu lo mitmol shalshom, exact parallel to the Lashon in the Torah, and he did not hate him, or he, lo sonehu lo, he was not a hater to him, literally, from yesterday or 2 days ago, meaning from before. So he is there, and the Rambam says hated means that if he had refused to speak to the murder victim for at least 3 days, then that implies a certain degree of sinna. And so the Gemara tells us that we can't guarantee then that it's completely unintentional. Maybe there was a degree of intent in there if he really hated the guy because they were having a fight over their shared driveway. Not that I would ever do such a thing, but in Brooklyn perhaps we can understand better than other neighborhoods. Pasuk Vav, B'yosha bo'ir hahi ad amdo lefnei hoedah la'mishpat. So even before the judgment, as soon as the unintentional murder took place, he was sent to the Ir Miklat right away, and he will live in that city until he stands in front of the Eidah, until he stands in front of the community. Some people translate this the tribunal that's going to judge him for judgment. Certainly the word Eidah in the very first parak of Masechta Sanhedrin in the Gemara is used to refer to judges, and it tells us a lot about numbers of judges. So he leaves his city, is summoned to a trial in the Ir Miklat. If it was intentional, the Gemara Makkah says, and he deserves the death penalty, he's put to death. But he's found innocent, he is released completely. If it's not even unintentional murder, it's just, I don't want to say act of God, it's just a random occurrence in a manner of speaking. Then he actually goes home, and the Goel Hadam had better sit tight. But if he is this Rotseach B'Shogeg, then he is exiled and is returned to the Ir Miklat, or remains in the Ir Miklat, and he's never allowed to leave, even if there is Pikuach Nefesh right outside, and somebody says, help, I'm dying, I'm drowning, he can't leave the Ir Miklat. He is trapped. And this is brought down when we learn, God willing, Sefer Shemuel, Sefer Melachim at the very beginning, Yoav ben Tseruya, David HaMelech's general, was not allowed to leave no matter what. He was trapped, and so you're not allowed to go. So he will live there until he's judged. Admos HaKohen HaGadol, and if then he is going to live there permanently, he has to remain in the Ir Miklat until the death of the Kohen Gadol. As the Torah very clearly specifies throughout the Parshios of Ir Miklat, any of the Kohanim Gedolim who die will free the Rotseach, and there are several different types. The Kohen Gadol who is anointed with oil, the proper Kohen Gadol, and wore all 8 big day kahuna of the Kohen Gadol, this was in the first base HaMikdash until Yoshiyahu HaMelech, Rashi brings down. So his death, he's the traditional Kohen Gadol. There are some Kohanim Gedolim, which exists after Melech Yoshiyahu, where they are not anointed with oil, but wear all the Big Day Kahuna. That could be a Kohen Gadol, a third one, a Kohen Gadol who is a substitute Kohen Gadol, while the original Kohen Gadol is unable to serve. Or the former Kohen Gadol himself, who returns to service. Any of the death of these types of person will allow the Rotzeach to escape the Ur Miklat. Why are we waiting until the death of the Kohen Gadol, as the pasuk continues, Asher Yeh BaYomim Ahem, who will be in those days? Because the Rabbi Meir brings down, because the murderer is shortening the victim's lifespan, whereas by doing kapara for the Averos of Klal Yisrael, the Kohen Gadol increases people's lifespan. So, if there's a person who increases people's lifespan, it's almost not right for the Rotzeach to walk around while the Kohen Gadol, who is trying to do his job, kind of yin and yang, is being unbalanced or balanced out by this person who shortens people's lives. Once the Kohen Gadol is dead, then that kind of clears the slate. Rebbe says that a murderer is causing tumah to Eretz Yisrael and causes the Shechina to leave us, whereas the Kohen Gadol brings the Shechina to dwell upon us in Eretz Yisrael. And so again, they balance each other out. So there's this concept that somehow they balance each other. Also, the worst national tragedy that could occur, the Mor Nebuchim, the Abarbanel say, is the death of a Kohen Gadol. And the death of a Kohen Gadol, the mourners of the victim will let go of their rage at the murderer, because the death of the Kohen Gadol is kind of such a traumatic moment. Also, the Gemara in Mako suggests that the Kohen Gadol has some guilt here too. He should have davened for Rachmanis from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that nobody should kill anybody else by accident. So he bears a certain degree of responsibility, in a manner of speaking. And then, of course, the Gemara also talks about, and the Medrash talks about, the mother of the Kohen Gadol used to go to the Ir Miklat and bring food packages to the Rotzchim so that they wouldn't daven that her son should die. So that's kind of an interesting anecdotal issue. Az Yashav HaRotzeach, finishing the pasuk, that's when the Rotzeach could return back home, Uva El Iro, go back to his city, the El Beiso, and to his home, El Ha'ir Asher Nas Misham, to the city which he had fled from. He can go back home to where he belongs and reestablish his life. So it's only after the death of the Kohen Gadol that the Rotzeach, even the inadvertent Rotzeach, has the right to resume his normal daily life. Until then, he has to maintain his life in exile until the kapara of the death of the Kohen Gadol.